This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and the State Theaters in Ann Arbor. His name is Russ Collins. He's my co-host for Cinema Chat, and a lot going on as we head into Halloween season.
That's right. So we opening at the multiplex this week. We'll start off with that. Is the Addams Family, which has a Halloween vibe.
Of course,
to it
does.
It's an animated version of that.
Were you a fan of the television show back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, it was
total silliness.
It was when I was a kid.
It was
on First Run, but this looks more like the original New Yorker of. Cartoons that they started.
Was that what
it was
based on, the TV show?
Yeah, the TV show was based on some single panel drawings that appeared in the New Yorker.
Oh, that's fun.
And
fun facts for the day.
Yeah. So this is opening up on Friday. It has not been reviewed, so we don't know really how it turns out. But all of the kookiness, outlandish characters and situations.
I used to have a haircut similar to Cousin It.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. And you wore it mostly over your face too.
That was to protect the public.
Get the radio.
That's why I'm in radio and not TV.
That's not true, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, Gemini Man is the other film that's opening up at the multiplex this particular week, and this is a Will Smith film directed by Ang Lee. So it's got a great pedigree, but the reviews have not been very strong on this.
Yeah, it's Will Smith starring with Will Smith.
It's Will Smith starring with Will Smith, which could be a very good thing, and Ang Lee directing it.
Right.
But it just...
There's some space-age technology that allows for de-aging of Will Smith.
Yeah,
some very interesting components to the production of the movie.
Absolutely. No, and the pedigree is really strong, and the de-aging thing is also being used in the new Martin Scorsese film.
Oh, The Irishman.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty interesting stuff. But anyway, The Gemini Man has gotten less than so-so reviews, kind of generally negative reviews.
Well, we'll see how it comes out.
Yeah, we'll see for sure. Now, you know, we don't usually talk about live on stage things, but our kids' shows are beginning this Sunday with the Magic School Bus Lost in the Solar System. And I say that for the sake of Brooks and Isla, our grandkids. So anyway, just
they're going to love it, aren't they?
A little bit on that one.
Hey, if you're looking for family fun, you can't beat it.
That's true. Live on stage at the Michigan Theater. Pretty cool stuff. And then Doctober kicked off yesterday with a film called Brewmaster, and that continues next Wednesday. These take place on Wednesdays throughout October with McEnroe in the Realm of Perfection. And this is a documentary that goes back to archival footage of essentially 16mm news footage of John McEnroe. And there's a particular kind of French turn to this. French documentary filmmakers put it together. But it's about the John McEnroe at the peak of his career when he was both an amazing tennis player
and a
bad boy. Yeah, he was a brat. He's become a very good...
Yeah, we thought Jimmy Connors was bad, and then along came McEnroe.
Yeah, exactly. He just made it worse. So that's going to be next week on the 16th. On the 23rd, A Murder in Mansfield, which is about Mansfield, Ohio. And then Memory of Alien, which is about the movie, is the film that's going to play on the 30th. So Doctober is a new series at the State of Michigan Theater. We're really, really proud of it. Now, another new series that isn't quite a movie series, but it's a big screen entertainment for sure, is the Metropolitan Opera is coming to the Michigan Theater.
With a whole series of performances.
Yes.
Right?
So we start this Sunday at 1:30 with Turandot, which is a Puccini opera, who did Madame Butterfly and La Boheme. It's a Franco Zeffirelli, who was a famous film director and probably most famous in the United States for his Romeo and Juliet back in the late 60s. That was very, very well received. But he was a great opera director, and he had a lot of experience with Puccini. Did an unbelievably beautiful production of La Boheme that I got to see many, many years ago. But Turandot is coming up on the 13th, on Sunday at 1:30, and that kicks off a whole series of operas that are going to take place.
I recognized about four words in that entire soliloquy that you just gave on opera.
It is a bit of an acquired taste, but the people who are into it are really into it, kind of like Ohio State football.
That's good to be good.
Yeah, exactly. So on the 26th and the 30th, we have Manon and then Madame Butterfly, which is another Puccini opera. Akhenaten, which is a really interesting opera that was created by Philip Glass about the husband of Nefertiti, the Egyptian queen and king. And it stars a countertenor, which is a male singer who sings very high in the falsetto voice. And there's a really interesting NPR interview with him a couple days ago. It was really great. And it continues. Wozzeck's one of my favorite operas that nobody knows about. And then Porgy and Bess, which actually is a University of Michigan connection because the Gershwin family has built a relationship with the University of Michigan School of Music, and a lot of research has come out of it. And this is a very interesting production. Porgy and Bess is a very complex piece that is controversial in a lot of ways, very interesting in a lot of ways, musically and dramatically as well. So anyway, we're very, very proud to be the home of the Metropolitan Opera here.
It's going to be a good time. If you're a fan of that kind of thing, I highly recommend you see the entirety of the series. You are listening to Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. Russ Collins is here, and what else we have going on?
So, limited engagements. We have Tigers Are Not Afraid, which is a Mexican film. It's a horrifying fairy tale about these children who are stuck dealing with the drug wars that are going on in Mexico. The film, believe it or not, is really beautiful, but quite intense.
But it's a horror film in realistic terms.
Yeah, exactly. And it's playing the 10th through the 14th. And then we have El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, which is playing October 11th, 12th, and 13th at the State Theater.
I never saw that series, did you?
Well, a lot of people did, and a lot of people really love it.
People were passionate about it.
If you like the series or if you're curious about it, come check it out. It's going to be at the State Theater again, El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, on October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Well, it's Halloween season
coming up. We are hitting
that
time of year.
It's coming up. So we have Halloween the movie coming up on Friday the 11th and 12th at 10 o'clock. That's going to be at the State Theater, and that's a special re-release of this 1998 film, but you want to go check that out. We also have a free Global Islamic Studies Center series that is Islamic Horror Films, Muslim Horror Film Festival that's playing throughout October. So we have Sick and Four, which is actually a Turkish film that's been very, very well reviewed, has qualities of Dario Argento, the Italian horror director, as well as Dark Shadows, the TV show.
It's a great reminder that there is a robust film industry well outside the United States.
Absolutely.
It's every bit as good.
Absolutely. And Turkish films are particularly good. And then our Halloween tradition at the Michigan Theater is to do Nosferatu with live organ accompaniment. And this will be the first time the completely rebuilt Michigan Theater Barton organ will be used. So you can go check that out. Now, Nosferatu is playing on the 16th, but on the 23rd, we're actually the 23rd of October, not a Halloween event, but we're going to be celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Michigan Theater as a nonprofit organization, and we're also going to feature the organ and a lot of very, very cool stuff there as well. I want to tell you to go see Judy. Go see Judy. Renee Zellweger is brilliant.
Astounding,
as Judy Garland, and it's not getting the love from the audience that it deserves, so go check it out. She's going to be nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah, don't wait for it to win an award to go see it.
Go see it now.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chats, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the opera.